A warm welcome as we gather in the University Church today for this interfaith civic occasion for marking Holocaust Memorial Day, when we welcome residents of Cambridge and those from beyond. I am Eva Clark, and I am a Holocaust survivor. For this year's ceremony, I've been asked to be your guide alongside Michael Rosen, so we ask that you follow along in your programmes in the section with the purple words, and we'll introduce each speaker, poet, and song. First, some words from Anna Smith, our City Councillor for Romsey Ward, Executive Councillor for Communities, and Deputy Leader for Cambridge City Council.
Thank you, Eva. It's a real privilege to speak at this Holocaust Memorial Day event with its theme of Torn from Home. It's a privilege as a member of Cambridge City Council because we strive to be a welcoming city which celebrates diversity and challenges hate. We are proud to support this event. And it's a privilege because as a history teacher, I know all too well the importance of the saying, if we do not remember the past, we are doomed to repeat it. Today, 27th of January 2019, marks the 74th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz-Birkenau. And on this Holocaust Memorial Day, we pause to commemorate and remember and mourn so many millions murdered by the Nazis, 6 million Jews and others, including Roma and Sinti, LGBT people, Jehovah's Witnesses, dissidents, and victims of euthanasia. And we also mark and mourn subsequent genocides in places such as Cambodia, Rwanda, Bosnia, and Darfur. In Paris, you will find memorial plaques at homes and schools across the city. They commemorate the mainly Jewish residents and students who lived and studied in those places. They were torn from their homes for deportation and died at the hands of Nazi antisemitism. The plaques are the result of painstaking research and a commitment not to forget. Many are very precise, listing names and ages and the dates they were dragged away. And almost all say the same thing. N'oublions jamais. Let us never forget. Once you're looking out for them, you see the signs everywhere, by tourist attractions, shops, restaurants, bus stops, and in residential streets. People walk by, going about their daily business. And that's what makes them so powerful. Because these were ordinary people, living their lives in schools and houses and apartments across their city. But every one of them fell victim to state-sponsored hate. I wish we could say that the horrors of the Holocaust put an end to hatred and persecution forever. But there have been so many examples since. And today we are particularly thinking also of the genocide against the Tutsi in Rwanda, where again we mark and we mourn the many victims of violent hatred. It still shocks and saddens me that this tragedy took place in my own lifetime, and that today people around the world are still suffering from hatred and persecution. And this should spur us all on to challenge this hatred in all its forms. The Paris plaques remind us that hatred grows in ordinary places. And that's why we all share our responsibility to challenge hatred and promote respect and diversity in our own communities. This event marks the start of the calendar year in Cambridge when we renew our equality pledge, This pledge affirms the dignity of all people, their right to respect, and their right to equality of opportunity. And I'm going to read it to you now. We believe in the dignity of all people and their right to respect and equality of opportunity. We value the strength that comes with difference and the positive contribution that diversity brings to our community. Our aspiration is for Cambridge and the wider region to be safe, welcoming, and inclusive. And I confirm this commitment to you today. Thank you.